to know once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 90. We once again are caught but our pants down in the middle of the week, kind of gutted on staff due to the time of us recording. Anthony's probably, hopefully, to see if that boy stays up to God knows when. And as he's busy with work, but joining us this week, we have Wesley.
Yella.
Who should be happy because he didn't have to follow anybody this week.
Thank God. I'm not going to try. I just leave it to Nicholas to come up with the cool intros now.
And we have Nicholas.
Not the coolest thing, just boring.
And this week we decided that in honor of Battleship coming out this year, I believe it's coming out this week or next week overseas, but we don't get it until later on in the summer. We decided to look at alien invasions throughout fiction, comics, TV shows, movies, and the sort. But before we get started, I just wanted to say, has anybody seen the Variety Battleship review?
No. I read one on, what's his face? Badass Digest.
Okay. Today, but. The Variety review is simply Miss.
Nice. That's amazing.
That's
fucking fantastic.
So, that is the most basic review in the history of reviews. Miss.
I mean, honestly, why waste words if all you're going to say is this movie's crap? And it ties into the theme, well, it ties into what the movie's based off of. I have no idea how the movie's based off of the game, but there we go. And actually, aliens have kind of been invading us more and more recently. I think within the last year, I think we actually had an award for this, for alien invasion movies on our podcast this year. We had Attack the Block.
Yeah.
I think Battle LA. Technically, Transformers 3 counted. Well, I guess all three Transformers movies count as an alien invasion saga.
Yeah.
There was, what is it, Battle for LA, which I think is a mockery of the other stuff.
Not
but
really.
I mean, isn't there a Battle LA like sci-fi version?
Yeah, there is that weird sci-fi version they did.
Is it not Battle for LA? What, I don't know the name of it offhand.
It's, I think it's like a I think Battle for LA. Battle for LA? I think that's it.
It's Battle of Los Angeles.
Battle of Los Angeles. I knew it had Los Angeles.
So have any of you, I mean, I think we've all seen Attack the Block, and if you haven't, I highly recommend it. I think it was my movie of the year last year. But have any of you seen any of these recent ones?
No.
I'm actually going through the list you hooked us up with, and I've, like,
but yeah, what were you saying? Was
I'll say, like for example, like the one, like, last TV show I really got into was, like, the alien invasion was Falling Skies that aired on TNT. And I really like that. That's a really cool little sci-fi show. Have either of you guys watched that one?
No, I've heard that it started off strong and then the ending was kind of meh.
It gets stronger about in the couple of episodes you're not entirely sure, and then it starts to get stronger and stronger. I mention it because I actually have a friend of mine on Twitter who's going to have, like, a little guest role on the show soon.
I was about to say, that's why I didn't watch the show, because I think it was her and there was somebody else. So for, like, a month straight, my timeline was filled with people, like, retweet this to get
I was helping her get the guest spot on the show, so I will fully admit to helping her get the guest spot on the role, and I was part of the retweet festival. Not even remotely ashamed about it, because I was glad for her to get the quick little role. Hi, Shannon.
I mean, I don't mind. It was just, like, there were, like, two or three people on my timeline competing for it, and I saw this, like, every day for a month, and it kind of drives you mad after a while.
You know, I actually did. It's funny. I actually stopped thinking about it. I just kind of said, I'm helping my friend get a role on Falling Skies, so I was just happy to help her out. And in turn, Actually, in turn through Falling Skies, last minute bit, I actually met one of the coolest groups of people I ever got to meet on Twitter. Like, this really, because Falling Skies has probably one of the most rabid fan bases. But they're really cool fan bases. It's not psychotic like some fan bases that are online. They're actually really cool. I actually like the Falling Skies fan base a lot more than some fan bases.
Okay, and this is on TNT, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go, Fallen Skies. What's the TV show? Is it V?
What is it? Oh, V. Oh God, V. Based off a version of the TV series that V was not good.
I tried to like that show. I tried so hard to like that show, and like after two episodes, I was like, I'm out.
Yep, same here. I'm out. Peace.
There's only so much dumb and bullshit I can put up with. Two episodes, like, all right, started the third one, said, you know what, I don't even care about this show, turned it off and put
exactly
on IT Crowd.
That's what exactly happened. Because I liked, like, some members of that cast, but a few cast members you like do not a TV series make, because you're kind of struggling to get through the series. You're like, I'm out. I can't do it. I tried.
Tapping out.
Yep.
Like, it was the Anaconda Vice, and I was someone who's not CM Punk.
You're Chris Jericho. So, yeah, I guess V was not a popular one.
Yeah.
Now, hey, would you count something like Battlestar Galactica as one?
No. Yeah, you could, because they were on the run from the invasion force that...
was the Cylons.
Cylons that messed up Earth, so... yeah, you could count it.
Well, I mean, as far as I know, Earth was a mystical land in the TV series, so it didn't exist, but they were on the run.
It's been a long while. So if I'm, by the way, anyone who's watched Battlestar Galactica, if I messed up anything in explaining, I'm sorry, I've only watched so much Battlestar Galactica, it's been a while.
I bring it up because I was trying to watch it, not too huge on it, which is probably not the best thing to say on a nerd show, but...
I will say this about Battlestar Galactica, and you're not the only person who said it, because that show is not an easy watch. It's not. It's really... I've been told that it's really, like, you have to really take time with it, and you really have to be willing to sit down and really, like, absorb the show, and... it's one of those series that you kind of have to really take some good amount of time to really get into, but the people who really like it, like I know a few who really like it, they really like it.
Yeah. It seems like a solid show. It has some great characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all my friends who are in it are, like, super, super into it. Like, oh, you have to watch it. And I'm like, I tried to watch it. It's not bad. I can recognize its quality. It's not that even that I'm not interested. It's so dour and down.
Exactly.
It's just downbeat. I'm like, I don't want... it's not even like I want all happy shows. I mean, like, I watch... I fucking love Game of Thrones, and that is the most depressing shit in the world. But, I don't know. There's just something about it. I'm like, I feel bad watching this.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of the thing.
Watching this.
And I think that's because of when, you know, spoilers, even though the show's like 5 years old at this point. But yeah, I think because it starts on such a downer note with most of mankind being wiped out, like, there's really, like, no... like, I'm not saying the show has to be happy, but it starts with such low hopes for these people that I can't... like, and then I'm thinking, like, if these people wiped out everybody in, like, the first episode, like, how are you supposed to outrun them for 4 or 5 seasons and make it still believable? But we'll see. Is there any other shows that come to mind?
There's a few. I mean, they've done some weird, like, there was that really weird, like, and not quasi-alien invasion, quasi-not that invasion show they aired on ABC back in, like, the, oh gosh, around mid-thousands, that was, man, that show started out slow, and it got slower, and then picked up right near the end, right about when it got canceled. Because it's basically about, like, water-based light beings invading these people, and you didn't know who was part of the water. I kid you not, this was the show. It actually wasn't too bad, but it just started out so slow.
Yeah, which tends to happen, and I think that happened with another show, and the fact that I can't remember its name really doesn't help its case, where I watched, like, 3 or 4 episodes, and, like, at that point, the premises still wasn't getting going. I'm like, you know, you kind of have, I think the rule of thumb people usually say is give a show 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily buy that. If you don't have me hooked with, I'm not necessarily saying the pilot, because that does have its own learning curve, but, like, episode 2 or 3, if I still have no idea what you're going for, And I have no problem with shows fading the long game, because you kind of do want that investment, but it has to be some type of payoff early on for you to actually stay invested into it, or really great characters or something.
Just something to kind of make you go, okay, I want to explore more of this series, rather than make you go, I'm out.
Yeah.
It's weird. I remember, I always say the oddball stuff that I liked with Alien Invasion, it's very, very random. Like, I got a kick out of Mars Attacks back in the day when, that is a fun little goofy Alien Invasion movie, and it is a lot of fun.
It's the thing about a lot of the shows you brought up is that there's more than I think what you mentioned too. They all came up in the wake of Lost.
And thank you. Yeah.
They all took the wrong lessons from it. It's still happening now, like with shows like The Event or some of the other terrible ones that came out, where they're just like, oh, mystery, blah, blah. Yeah, but you're forgetting that the reason people like Lost wasn't the mystery, even though that was a big part of it, it's they were interested in the characters.
Exactly.
They had good characters, and then there was a mystery that they were involved in. And even Lost kind of fucked itself in the butthole eventually.
it was funny when Lost was in its final episodes, and I never really had watched the show too much, but I watched, and I remember I was making up fake endings, and I swear I had people about ready to put, I always tell them like, okay, I'm not making up fake endings for Lost anymore, because some people were actually getting legit mad, and I was like, but everything I was actually making up, they said, but you're probably plausible, because this show has that sort of atmosphere of, yeah, whatever weird stuff you're coming up with, it could happen.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, I didn't watch Lost. I did the exact same thing. I just made up fake endings and people were getting mad at me.
Yeah, I understand.
I do that now. I've been doing that with Tom. I've been doing that with Tom with Game of Thrones. I keep making up fake spoilers and then saying, that's actually a lie, but it's really plausible, is it? And he's like, yeah, I know, you dick.
which is, I think, one thing with Game of Thrones is you've read ahead, so that's, you know, you do have that authority. But if you're not watching it at all, you're making up stuff that is believable. I don't know if that really speaks high of the show, where any random stuff would have made sense, and it kind of ended that way. But yeah, I mean, it switched over to movies and stuff, and I guess the biggest one, or the one that is War of the Worlds, which was originally a radio telecast. Mm-hmm. Or I guess you wouldn't say telecast.
It was originally a book.
Yeah,
oh,
originally a book.
Oh my god, seriously?
Originally a book by H.G. Wells,
then the radio broadcast.
What? We cannot gloss over this. You seriously didn't know War of the Worlds is a book first?
Yes.
Let me introduce you to some other things that were books first.
Oh shit.
Moby Dick. Lord of the Rings. The Bible.
Oh God.
Okay, I still think.
Earl, you just walked into a freaking landmine, man. It's like Earl. Just today, I witnessed someone walk on a landmine, and it's
Journey to the center of the fucking earth. The time machine.
Okay, I know. I need some.
The time machine by the same author.
Moving on. I'm sorry, I had a moment of...
Senior moment, is what you're saying.
It has not been a good week for me, we'll put it that way. I'm not really in the best of moods today, but I'm not using that as an excuse. Going back to War of the Worlds, which the Virgin was apparently a quote-unquote book. Now I don't want to talk about it.
Originally as it started out as a book. The funny part was when it aired, when Orson Welles did the radio broadcast, don't feel bad. Everyone else that was listening to the radio during that period did not realize what they were hearing. The way it was phrased out, not many people actually thought in their heads, hey, this sounds familiar. Hey, what is this? Oh, son of a...
Well, the thing is that a lot of that is that they adapted it, so they weren't doing, like, a reading from the book or anything.
Yeah.
They just kind of took the situations, made a radio play, made out of news bulletins out of it. And the way it was structured, because of the way the radio and stuff worked, is that you could tune in the middle of it and not get that they're doing a thing. They never actually announced, oh, and coming up next, the world, blah, blah, blah. They just did it. And then expected people to understand where they were going with it.
But, many, many phone calls were made that night.
Yep, in Jersey. They all thought that Jersey was being invaded. Like you do.
I wouldn't have called. I would have just been celebrating. But do you think they could put off anything like that in this? Like, what medium would you use for that?
Internet. How many
hoaxes
get spread on the internet already?
Fair enough. I was going to say,
I guess
the problem is...
someone's dead on Twitter, start an RIP hashtag, and everybody thinks that person's dead.
Yeah, that happens way too
often. Yeah, way more than anyone would care to want to see.
Yeah, and I would be kind of curious. I would actually kind of want to be part of this like social experiment. Just to see how it would go. But I think the thing with the internet is that so many people are just cynical and pessimistic about stuff they write for you so, but so many people are like, I don't believe it. I need other sources or somebody else needs to confirm it.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, if it's just on the internet and like CNN and, you know, MSNBC and Fox News aren't picking it up, most people will be like, you know, if this is something major, why is nobody covering it?
Oh, yeah.
I guess, what did you think of the, 2005 remake with Tom Cruise?
I liked it. It was Spielberg kind of being a dick again. Like, he backed away from being, like, harsh for a while and was, like, all family-friendly and shit and hadn't done any, like Temple of Doom type shit in a while. Even, like, the movies that were, like, harsh and unrelenting, like Schindler's List or Munich and stuff like that, they're still, like, they're more about the drama than about, you know, people's just dying.
Yeah.
War of the Worlds was, it's very, and he shot, it's like, it's just a really weird movie that he shot it really fast. It came out post 9/11, so there's a lot of 9/11 imagery in it. And.
Yeah, that period.
It's just such a, it's just kind of a dark movie.
I need to watch that one of these days. I still have not seen that movie yet. And
it's pretty good. Not quite a fan of one certain aspect of the ending, but. Whatever.
Which aspect is that?
Well, I don't want to know it, but I haven't seen it.
I thought you said you didn't want to see it again.
I thought you said you hadn't seen it yet.
I hadn't seen it yet.
Okay, my bad.
There are some movies I won't... I am not a big Tom Cruise fan, so 9 times out of 10, if Tom Cruise is a movie, I will probably... It'll take a lot more convincing for me to watch it than other things.
Have you seen Minority Report?
Still haven't seen Minority Report.
You should see that. That movie's awesome.
I was going to say, personally speaking, I'm a huge fan of his body of work. I mean, I care for the guy himself at times, but I enjoy most of his movies I've seen. I can't really think of one I've seen with him that I didn't like that much. But, you know, that's just me. What other major alien invasion? Oh, of course. The big one in the last, I guess, 20 years was Independence
Day. Oh, God. I will fully admit, like, when that came out, my cousins and I went to see that movie, like, little lore, like, two or three times, because we really got a kick out of that movie. That was the epitome of a popcorn picture. That was the epitome of big, smashy, like, stuff go blow up, like, shiny popcorn movie, and you know what? It was fun.
It was fun. I mean, I mean, personally, I only saw it recently, not recently, but within like the last 3 or 4 years for the first time. And it's not that special to me, I think, because we're kind of in an era where like, big, over-the-top blockbuster movies they're an everyday occurrence now.
Yeah.
Like you kind of go into the summer expecting 5 or 6 of them.
Yeah, but when this initially came out, it was one of those, holy crap, that is crazy, because they... And it really had an interesting scale. Nowadays, how it holds up now, it's negligible how it holds up now, but back when it first came out, yeah, it was pretty darn fun, good time.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's an enjoyable movie, and I'm sure it's one that people still quote. And it on Will Smith's acting he became known as Mr. Fourth of July, even though I don't think any of his movies have had that success recently.
He hasn't put him out on 4th of July.
I think the last one was Hancock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is when is Mission? Not Mission Impossible. Men in Black 3. Because I mean, technically that's an Alien movie franchise as well. You sound so thrilled about
that. I'm so fucking excited for that movie.
Come on, put some bass in your voice.
Can't you hear the excitement in my voice?
I can hear the excitement in your voice.
Mr. Excitement.
People Power.
What else? People Power. I mean, we mentioned this. You
can't say that anymore. There was no yes chance this week.
I'm starting it back. I missed the yes chance. That was.
There were kind of some on SmackDown.
Washington, D.C. crowds are the worst.
Oh, I think, all right, to be fair, they weren't really given much.
God,
I don't blame them. But yeah, Transformers. The franchise, for the most part, is an alien invasion because that part. Well, I guess it's, you know, aliens also helping us, but the Autobots and Decepticons are both alien races come to Earth.
That is quite literally in an alien invasion picture.
So, what do you think of that? What do you think of those movies?
They're bullshit. Fuck them.
Oh, the answer to the excitement is for you.
There you go.
You take just the fattest part of my ass. And since my ass is not very fat, that's literally the entire thing.
Oh, gosh.
I got bad and just got worse. Worse and worse and worse.
At least
you can fuck off. Right,
I still have not been able to bring myself to watch the last two movies. Like, because I watched the first one, and then I couldn't bring myself to watch the second and third.
That's a good decision on your part.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. It's still a fun thing. Everyone I've ever told that I've never seen the other two movies outside of the first one, they're like, wow, you are smart.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of us who had to sit through it.
Because I couldn't do it. I couldn't sit through... Like, so, because everyone that described everything that happened in the second and third movies, I said, well, hell with that. I'm not going through that. I've killed my brain cells on a few really bad movies back in my day, but that's not worth it.
Yeah, I remember when my friend came back from Transformers 2, the only thing he could say to me is, there's a robot heaven. That was it. He was like, there's a robot heaven. That's all you need to know. And yes, that's pretty much all you need to know. The rest of the movie, there's racist robots, there's humping, horny robots, robots coming to every stereotype, there's long shots of Megan Fox, which you can pretty much see in the trailer anyhow. So yes, it has Transformers 3, I think, is an improvement over Transformers 2. But, you know, with all the crushing, you can polish a turd, but it's still a turd. The other type of alien invasion movies are a bit closer to home. I actually prefer these. It's like the Thing and the Faculty, where you don't necessarily have like a huge alien creature, but something that can take the form of human host.
You mean like Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Which is a very good one.
So have you folks seen any of the Invasion of the Body Snatchers, The Thing, The Faculty?
Oh, I love The Thing. That's The Thing, the 80s one, John Carpenter's The Thing, is one of the best sci-fi movies ever. Like, that movie's just a perfect encapsulation of the Cold War paranoia and just paranoia in general. In the anybody could be, you don't know. Even the people themselves might not know. And just that it ends on such a bleak and dark ending. It's just, oh, I love it.
And then they had to remake, prequelize, sequel it. Did they ever actually clarify what that was?
It's pretty much like a prequel.
Okay. Because I remember before it came out, everybody was having like 50 different things it was.
They're being coy about it, I think, but it's definitely a prequel. There's connections to it. It ends pretty much at the beginning of The Thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the Thing, and that's the other thing, is they both named
it. Yeah, well, what are they going to call it? Thinger? Thing again?
The Thing? The Thing, the prequel, before The Thing.
Before The Thing. See, it's totally cool, because they're going to stuff that wasn't talked about in The Thing. in the original thing. And that's totally necessary for the story. I mean, it's not like people don't want to know, right? Right, guys? Right?
Yeah.
Alan Moore got angry about that, too.
Alan Moore gets angry about everything. I don't... You know, if people just started informing me when Alan Moore was actually happy about a decision, that would be bigger news. Another recent one that was kind of big, and it was kind of, I guess, the peak of his career, was Signs with M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh my, Signs. Wow. That, jeez, that was a...
You know what? And yeah. I'm actually more angry at that movie than anything else he's done, because I actually enjoyed Sixth Sense the first time I saw it. Mm-hmm. The second time, I'm like, well, this kind of loses something once you know the twist. It's still a rolling movie. I really liked Unbreakable. And got pissed when he said he wasn't going to do any more. I'm like, what the fuck? You totally set up a trilogy, and now you're like, nope, not doing it now, because... Signs was such a good, like, concept, and some of the imagery in it, and some of the, like, the weird, like, the one thing where they show the video of the kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff that kind of presages a lot of what's going on with YouTube and internet culture now. That, and, like, how easy it would be to fake something like that now, but that you would totally believe it. Like, if someone just put that on YouTube, people would freak the fuck out.
Well, they'd be like, what the? What are we watching?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the reaction I had in the movie theater.
Oh my god.
Because the way it's...
He...
Like, it's not like some grand entrance. It's like just some alien walking across the front yard.
And that freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah. That was the reaction. Because you don't expect it. Like, yeah. You kind of expect like this big... And it's like, what? What the hell was that? And then they rewind and they show it again.
Yeah. But then he just completely fucked the ending. Like that, and so
much.
Bullshit.
Lord, I can remember the ending, but I've seen this movie, and I'm trying, and the ending was really like, what? Oh.
Makes no sense. No
well, it's like, it, I always say, probably one of the more clever bits of Robot Chicken was the M. Night Shyamalan, what a twist! Every time.
But, yeah, I was so mad, because not only did it tie up this cool concept in with, like, this whole... It's not even about faith, it was about predestination, basically.
Yeah.
And tied it into this thing, like, oh, water will fuck them up. Well, then what was their plan? What was their genius plan to invade the planet that is 75% what will kill them? That's like us invading Venus.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, let's go to the planet that, if we even try to land on it, will murder us with itself.
yeah, and I understand he needed an ending, but it's like, you know, you built up this huge thing, and a lot of it's in people's head, and I think, you know, sometimes this is what works best in horror movies as well, is when you don't see the monster or the creature, because you do, if your imagination is filled in, then you meet them, and, you know, it's not, again, it's not like some big introduction, you just see them walking by, you don't like send their powers, and then you find out they can't open doors,
yeah,
and they get killed by water. And you're just like, okay, there goes any threat they had to me.
Well, that's like having world-conquering space Nazis that exterminate other races and can't get up steps.
But they remedied that in the franchise.
Now they elevate.
But they can't get up, they can't get upstairs.
Now they can.
Oh. No, yeah, it is. There we go.
So they can do that, too.
Can they? Because there was an episode in... I want to say season 3, where they're on the giant building. Never
mind. The Empire State Building?
Old New York.
Yeah. Manhattan with Spider-Man.
Yes, with Spider-Man. I watched that the other day. I mean, are there anything else you want to touch on? Anything else that comes to mind?
Good Lord, my favorite. Of course, it's funny we were mentioning about the with Daleks here. I'm thinking in my head, it's like, in Doctor Who, there's an alien invasion at least every few episodes. So,
yeah, pretty much every two or three episodes.
There's some alien invasion. Somewhere, there is an alien invasion. Or,
I said it before, I don't want to spend Christmas in on
there. Yeah, exactly. The thing is that a lot of them are invasions that by the same things over and over again. Like, how many times is the Cybermen and, or the Daleks and, or, I don't know, the Sontarans tried to roll up and be like, Sontar ha! And then they get, bam, back in the neck. Down, motherfucker!
So,
Dr. Glitch!
So the best, of course, my favorite Doctor Who, probably one of the more funny, like funnier ones, was definitely the weird steampunk Cybermen robot in the next Doctor, when suddenly here's this giant steampunk Cybermen robot that's just rampaging through Victorian London. And you're like, what in the world? This is the coolest thing ever. It's just a giant steampunk rampaging Cyberman roaming through London. That is crazy.
That is awesome.
Yes, it is. Nicholas, I know you've seen The Next Doctor. Earl, have you seen it?
Yeah, I actually just watched The Next Doctor Saturday.
I knew it was a no-brainer with you, Nicholas. The greatest part of the special of Titanic when London's abandoned because of the fact that we get invaded every year, so we just abandoned London.
I would like acknowledgement for the fact that I did not go for the easy joke earlier and went whose house, which is the easiest joke to make in the world. And now I've made it, but I've made it in acknowledging that I didn't make it, so I meted it.
Exactly.
I didn't Brit it.
Okay. Does Superman 2 count as an alien invasion movie?
Nah,
I mean,
he was already here.
Yeah.
But I mean, Superman 2 is the one with the Kryptonian.
Yeah, I know. So he was already here, though, so. Those calls were coming from inside the house.
Fair enough.
It's going to be interesting how, when they stage up the Man of Steel movie, how they're going to play up the Zod angle there, but it'll probably be similar to Superman 2.
So far, I'm not hearing anything on the Man of Steel that I really enjoy. I think today came out that they want to make it an edgy Superman movie.
No!
That'll go over real well.
No!
Now everything needs to be fucking edgy. You know what wasn't edgy and did really well? All the Marvel movies.
Yeah,
X-Men First Class.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, screw it. Immortals rant level 101 here, kids. Fuck this. I mean, seriously, I don't want to see Superman become a fucking edgy movie. You don't need to make a fucking edgy Superman movie.
You know what was an edgy Captain America? That's what the movie they should be making. Something like Captain America. Stand up, motherfucker.
Captain America was a classic. Captain America was a freaking classic adventure movie. And then it's here, let's make Superman edgy. Oh, fuck you guys. Really?
Freaking edgy.
I think it's because DC has had one successful movie franchise in the past 3 years. And that's the dark, edgy, broody Batman.
And
franchise.
It works for Batman, though.
Yes, and I was about to say, that's the difference between. Because Superman Returns has no tone other than Superman being really
Superman
creepy.
Returns.
And an absentee father.
Superman 2 was pretty great, wasn't it, guys?
Mm-hmm.
That's the tone of that movie. Thing is, they're looking for other movies for it. They should be looking to the comics, like Batman did. Batman said, you know what works well with the Batman comics? Frank Miller shit, I don't know, Killing Joke,
mm-hmm.
Grant Morris stuff, like, you know, the stuff that has, like, an edge, a darkness to it. You know what works really well with Superman? Birthright and All-Star Superman. What are those? Fucking bright and shiny fun!
Bright and shiny fun, it's crazy fun. You don't know what's going to happen next, but you are looking forward to seeing all the bright, shiny fun that you're going to read before you. Instead, it's like, let's make Superman edgy. Oh, screw. Fuck you, guys. God. That just annoys me because I just want one really good, recent Superman movie. Not, like, one really good, solid Superman movie. Not, well, we gotta make this edgy. Superman, Batman, like, Green Light, Dark and Broody works for Batman, because it's Batman. Batman's dark and broody. Batman's dark, stylish. Superman is,
You know what's dark and broody? Fucking Green Lantern. You know what else is dark? Hey, let's ask Zack Snyder how well Dark and Broody did with Sucker Punch.
Oh,
yeah. And that's the thing. It's like they're trying to replicate the success of Batman instead of playing up to the strength of these characters. And I mean, it's not they have Bruce Timm there. Just ask him for his advice. He seems to be able to nail all these characters' tonally. I mean, he's done it for 20 years, and he continues to do it on TV and in direct-to-video movies. But I thought Paul Dini was kind of half and half now, because he's also doing Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, but he did, like, all the animated shit with him.
Yeah.
So he obviously has experience with it.
Paul Dini, Bruce Timm. I mean, it's one of those, you have the resources to help you make a good, like, Superman or whatever film, but instead you don't go to the resources and you decide to do, well, the edgy Superman movie, which it doesn't need to be. Oi. And, okay. I mean, it's, I don't, and poor Earl is like, from Alien Invasion to, you mention Superman, and you mention edgy, and boom! It becomes us ranking about.
And I guess you could go back and finish it up on an alien.
But and since we have mentioned aliens, I have to bring up Prometheus. Okay, we may move along.
Prometheus
is good.
I didn't count aliens for the reason they never actually make it.
Yeah, correct. Doesn't count. Does not count. They are not invading. Unless you count aliens as Predator. No one does, because it's terrible.
I was actually going to ask if Predator counts.
It's not really an invasion either.
No. The second one kind of is.
No, because they're still just hunting. That's the thing, is they're not invading. Yeah. They don't look to take over. They just want to hunt.
They're just hunting.
They just want to hunt the most dangerous game.
Okay, so I was going to ask.
Spoiler, it's man.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Danny Glover as well.
I said it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Jesse Ventura, so.
Jesse Ventura dies.
Yes, but he was in Predator, so.
Yeah. And I swear, every time I see Predator, I don't realize when he dies, he just kind of disappears.
He didn't die in Predator. That's just a conspiracy that they want you to believe.
Nice. I was going to say, we mentioned this before, but we didn't talk about it. But they have.
Yeah,
They lived off.
John Carpenter,
that's such a fun movie.
John Carpenter had such a hot streak at one point.
Oh God, killer hot streak! It's like boom, good, cool movie. And They Live is just one of those very fun, like it's a very fun, clever little like invasion movie that to this day still gets referenced, still gets used in one way, shape, or form. I mean,
hell, this is an entire goddamn street art phenomenon based around it from Shepard Fairey. He names his shit Obey after it.
Is there any... Well, I mean, just this has nothing to do with anything. Honestly, actually, I'm not going to ask because then we're going to go down another tangent we don't need to.
What is it? I mean, it might not turn into too bad.
I know, I was going to say, because you said he used to make great movies. I was curious as to what do you think was the point where he kind of reached his peak and started going downhill.
Oh, I don't know.
It'd be hard to say, honestly.
He just had a really good run of, like, amazing movies in a row. And I'm not even sure of the exact order, but I know it was, like, Halloween, The Thing, what we were just talking about, They Live, Big Trouble in Little China, Escape from New York. That they were in different order, but... And coincidentally, most of them with Kurt Russell.
And really, I mean, there are those people that had these certain periods of time in their careers where they had killer runs, and John Carpenter just had one of those killer runs back in like the 80s into about like early 90s, like about early 90s when his run kind of went.
Okay, so I think that will do it for our Alien Invasion podcast. As far as I know, Battleship is the only one out this year. We actually didn't mention the other one from last year, which for good reasons I forgot was Cowboys and Aliens.
Fuck that.
I still have not seen that movie, but I've heard enough like mixed things on it that I'm kind of like.
It was my most anticipated movie last year because of the name. It's the same way, you know, I want to see Abraham Lincoln Vampire Kid.
Mm-hmm.
It could be worse. I could want to see like Mirror Mirror.
You might as well just shit on a window and then hang it up and then
mentioned Mirror Mirror and of course realizing that that's the same guy who made Immortals, and we could just go down the Immortals cuss word rabbit hole once more, but we won't do that. So
I actually heard Mirror Mirror is pretty good.
Yeah, Mirror Mirror actually heard
shocked really the fucking hell.
I've actually heard that too, so I might have to take a look at that because
I probably won't see it. Not gonna lie, I'm not gonna see it.
I said
it's coming out this week. I went to see it. That's Well, one really, and one I kind of want to see. Definitely want to see Cabin in the Woods.
I've heard good things.
I've heard good things. That's all I've heard about it because I'm not paying attention to any. I don't want to be spoiled on the fucking movie.
Okay, I was about to say, I've heard way too much about that. And, yeah, because my entire timeline of movie tweets has just been arguing about it, and then it's like people are saying too much in the reviews, people aren't saying enough in the reviews, and I'm like, yeah, but now you're just kind of ruining it for me, and I don't care either way what's said in the reviews. I didn't read
that. Yeah, I make a point not to read.
And, like, even the trailers, like, my friend's like, yeah, don't watch the TV commercial. It gives away too much. I'm like, good, I won't. So anytime, like, I'm somewhere and the TV commercial comes on, I just stop paying attention.
Yeah, I think so. I think too many commercials give away too much. I was actually, I mean, it's kind of because I've also been lamenting the fact that The Dark Knight Rises has really had a quiet promotional period so far.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you compare it to the hype and stuff, the viral marketing they put behind The Dark Knight, which went on for months. But I think that's part of it. Is that at the time it was new, and now like everybody does that viral marketing.
Yeah.
Well, they probably didn't want
to. Also, the
that.
Fact that they I think they realized we don't have to put a lot into this.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to see the fucking movie.
They are, but you still have to kind of promote
it.
And I think, you know,
well, they haven't. I don't think they've roped it up enough yet, but they're getting there.
Yeah, that's to say, you also have like 3 months.
Yeah,
so.
You start now, you're running into Avengers shit, and
exactly.
Yeah.
Avengers, once that hits, you might as well shut down some movies for.
I was about to say, Avengers is kind of getting on that point though, where it's just like, you know, this movie's not out for 3 more weeks, and it's
in America.
Kind of annoying
in America,
yeah,
it's out in England already, isn't it?
It's coming out in a very limited period. I think it's going to be coming out fairly soon in England. And too bad Anthony's not here right now because we'd be all going.
Mm. Well, we'll do it anyhow when he appears on the show. And be like, oh yeah, I saw the Avengers. Oh wow, it's out today for a couple of people. Oh, world premieres today. Oh, that sucks ass.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. On that depressing note. You can check us out on iTunes. We're up on the Zune Marketplace now for the three of you who like to use. I guess that's actually probably going to go back up in popularity now that the Windows Phone is out. So for the five of you who use Zune or Windows Phone.
Yeah.
We're there. You can leave us reviews there too, I guess. I have no idea how Zune works, and I own one. You can always check out Nick's Weekly Serious A to Z Cinema.
Yep. This week, what was last week's? I'm not there. Bob movie about the Bob's Dylan.
Yeah.
And I believe you don't hold me to this, but I'm pretty sure what I'm going to do next week's is Jurassic Park.
Nice.
Not sure yet. I might. That's like I really want to write about it, but I'm trying to think of how I can write about it without me just going dinosaurs.
Well, why don't you take the third one?
I'm sorry, there was a third one? No, I actually like that movie, but no. Just no.
You can also check out my movie stuff, which is so much better, where we get to review really bad movies. This past week was, god damn it, you know, it's so sad. I can't remember the movies we watch.
It was probably terrible.
And yeah, that's the thing. It's like, after a while, like, I think that's the biggest grade to me, because we usually review these, we watch them, we do the review rules like Wednesday, Thursday. We watch the movies Friday night, and we usually put up a review Saturday or Sunday. If I wake up on Saturday morning and I can't remember what the hell happened in your movie, it probably was a complete waste of my time. And that happens way too often for my liking with some of these movies. We watched Double Dragon. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how could you forget that?
there. And this week, the choices are Rocky and Bullwinkle, G-Force, Date Movie, Disaster Movie, The Spirit, or Jonah Hex.
Oh, God. God.
I might actually end up writing about The Spirit at some point, because that movie is terrible, but it's terrible in a really interesting, crazy way.
I do have the costume changes.
Frank Miller, it's Frank Miller's movie directing debut, and also his last movie.
And also, I have no idea how long this is going to last, but I thought it was an interesting idea that I put up recently, is Evil on the Review, which we take a look at evil corporations and how they would fare if you're a prospective employee. This week was the Foot Clan, and they have a lot of upsides to them. I would check them out if I was a client. So, for Nicholas, Wesley, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks, episode 90.
Woohoo!
Remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on. Walk in shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back. But you never quite know where the MIBs is at. Bright light into sight tight. Camera zoom on the impending doom. But then like boom, black suits fill the room up with the quickness, talk with the witnesses. Hypnotize up, neuralize up. Vivid memories turn to fantasies. Ain't no MIBs, can I please? Do what we say, that's the way we kick it. Yeah, I mean? A silly noisy cricket get wicked on you. With your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. We're fearless, some MIBs. In a false flag, men in black, let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce it with me, come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me, come on, let me see. Take a walk with me, just walk it with me. Take a walk with me, come on and make your neck work. Now freeze. Might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection, cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be, so go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in,
a little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy.